got killed by 10 million pounds of sludge from New York and New Jersey.
Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch and we have the lovely and talented Cat. It's C-A-T, taking a pause for the cause. Cat, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and all your premier podcast platforms. You're also going to be found on Facebook and Instagram. Give us a follow. We're going to shout out two towns here in the United States of America. One is Waterford City, North Dakota, home of the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. It's a great place to see a lot of animals like wild horses, bison, deer, prairie dogs, and wild turkeys. Our other town is Bixby, Oklahoma, a little small town outside of Tulsa, home of the Carmichael's Produce and Pumpkin Patch, year-round business selling fruits, vegetables, pecans, nuts, fudge, candy, Amish jarred goods, seeds, plants, fertilizers, and more. Giving y'all a round of applause.
All right. As you should know by now, alcohol is never in short supply here on the back porch. Now, supposedly drinking every day makes you an alcoholic. And that's why I drink every night. Now, I'm having several vodka martinis with several olives. Kettle One will get it done. Kat, what you sipping?
I am having me a lovely birthday cake martini. Raising a glass to somebody who maybe just had a birthday this week. My best friend, Steve Johnson.
Thank you, baby. So sweet. Just like you. All right, today, I'm going to take a look at self-medicating, which normally means to drink too much or do some illegal drugs. But we're not talking about that. We're not going in that direction. Maybe next time. We're talking about taking a needle to the stomach right in the comfort of your own home.
You mean like I'm going to do tonight?
Administered by a non-trained medical professional. I mean, how about that? You know, you can go on the World Wide Web now, answer a few questions, or just lie. And then magically a package arrives at your front door, if it doesn't get stolen. And you get syringes and some liquid that will magically help you lose weight with proper diet and exercise. Now, unless you've been living under a rock the last couple of years, I'm sure you've heard of this miracle drug called Ozempic.
That's the brand name. It's really semaglutide.
Okay. Now, there's a commercial for us old people who still watch regular television. There's a commercial on every channel.
Does it go along with a little pad thing where you just put your feet on and you keep moving, but you're still sitting there?
Yeah, that's three easy payments of $99.99. Commercial for this stuff on every channel, all the knockoffs for Ozempic, right?
Right.
With the crazy names we can't announce. Now, Ozempic, actually, it hit the ground running in 2017 here in the States. And then in Canada, they slid it on through in 2018. And it was actually created to help people with diabetes, right?
Right.
But then the doctors started pushing this shit because they discovered the patients were losing weight in mass quantities.
Well, I mean, if you sat there on TV and watched the commercials, oh, and you might lose a little weight. It was always inching there at the bottom. Like, well, that's kind of good for diabetics. I mean,
it kind of takes away your urge to eat, I guess. So the doctors, what they saw, dollar signs, right?
Right.
And started handing this shit out to all their overweight patients. It's kind of like a weight loss drug. And look, I know a few overweight people here or there, and being overweight, it causes medical problems, right, Kat?
Right.
I mean, the doctors will tell you over and over, you need to lose weight or I can't help you, you know?
It's the joints, high blood pressure, diabetes.
There's a list of things that go wrong.
Heart conditions.
So being severely overweight, it does cause a lot of problems. Now, it's easy for me to talk shit about this stuff because my metabolism is like wide open. I could eat like a double cheeseburger every day for a year.
Yes, I want to kill you.
Never gain a pound. But lots of people have the, what was it? They were saying once on the lips, forever on the hips syndrome. And, you know, they can't stop the weight gain, especially as you get older. So Ozempic and its knockoffs have become extremely popular. One of the awards shows me and Kat were watching earlier this year, the MC guy looked out over the audience of celebrities and said, damn, everybody's half the size they were last year. I guess Ozempic really does work. Now, he didn't say, I guess everybody's been hitting the gym and eating salads. Okay, so this stuff, it has become like a miracle drug in the world of, I say obesity, but it's not that bad. People overweight, which is good. I mean, this stuff can help people get some weight off and help keep it off for good. You know, it's not a diet plan, you know, but many of the next great weight plans usually has everyone losing weight, what, Kat, for like a short time.
Right.
And then it comes right back.
What happens is your body, it's yo-yo dieting. You make a change. You lose some weight, you're happy with that change, and all of a sudden starts coming back, and you're still doing the same thing. Your body has just, oh, she's working out. That's too bad. I'm going to put some more weight on her.
That's been going on since the 80s.
Right.
Of all these miracles. 6 months ago?
Yes, exactly. Okay. 6 months. It took me 6 months to decide to do it and did my research and saw what was possible and then waited to go see the doctor and... That's when I talked to her about it, and that's when I started looking into trying to find a solution for myself.
So Kat's going to walk you through her little journey that she's had so far. What is the name of the one you're on?
It is called compounding semaglutide. It's not from the big companies. It's from a reputable national company that compounding pharmacy. Anyway, my weight journey has been kind of atrocious ever since I went through menopause. At the end of menopause, I got a thing called hypothyroidism, which sucks. I mean, I was in the middle of running my first half marathon, and I kept gaining weight, and I couldn't figure out what is going on. I'm running all I can here.
Miles and miles.
You know, and I'd always worked out, but, you know, I was really doing it intensely. At the end of that, I just went to the doctor and asked for some solutions. And when Ozempic came around, I would say the stories came out December 22, I think that's about right. I started looking into it, and I wanted to talk to my doctor about it. And then finally, it took me another 6 months to actually think some more about it. And it's been a good thing for me. I went and did everything I was supposed to do. I went to my doctor, and we talked about it. And she has a very busy practice, and I was like, well, would it be easier for me just to go through another company and get a prescription and everything? Oh, sure. So we went through Weight Watchers and we did the whole thing of all the questions and looking at my labs and all that. And then finally, they go and put everything out to the insurance companies and they all say, no, you're too healthy for this medication. You don't have diabetes. You don't have, what was the other thing? Oh, you don't have high blood pressure. We're not going to put you on this. And I got a little disheartened. But then I went and researched compounding pharmacies. Now, see, everybody's upset because, oh, the scarcity and everything of the drugs. The truth they're not telling you here about these drugs, the drugs are not scarce. It's all the little special needles they're giving you, the little plastic thing where you dial it in to put your give your shot. That Ozempic and Wegovy.
Yeah, it's not a syringe like old school where you're like plunging this thing in you. It's like a little pop, right?
Right. Yeah. And that's not what is cost. It's the scarcity. It's not the drugs. It's these little plastic syringes, these little automatic syringe things that give it to you. And the truth came out for Ozempic. Ozempic only costs the pharmacy that puts it out. $5 a pop. So if
but it's like a GER a month.
Right.
If you get on
if
it.
If you don't have insurance, it's at least $1,000, $1,500 a month.
That's our medical system helping us out.
So obviously, I wasn't going to do that. And all the Weight Watchers version would give me was metformin. And I did metformin. And it was okay. But so then I went through Henry Meds, which is a national company. And I liked every, you know, they... Just like the Weight Watchers, they asked me all the questions. I did all the research. And I, so far, I've had a very good experience with them. When you start taking it, they give you a very little bit. And then over like 4 months, you kind of build up to the regular dose. I mean, I will say at the beginning, it's kind of hard to get used to the medication. Some people can't hack it because you're having gas pains and... And you still need to watch what you eat, but you're not going to eat as much as you used to. At the beginning, I was counting every calorie, and I was still working like I do 6 days out of the week.
I will say, I've lived with this lady for over 30 years, and her family line, bloodline, they like to eat.
Yeah.
And started doing this, we've been out to eat. Whatever, we go like twice a week. I've watched her sit there and eat at a plate, look at a plate of food and go, eh, no, not really into it. Now, there's something, whatever's going on here, it's changing something. And they do check in with Kat, what is it, once every how long?
It's every 2 months I sit and have an interview, how things going, and you know, and it hasn't exactly all fallen off. Like February, I had a whole month of what I would call a plateau. April, this past April, was complete plateau. And it's annoying because you're doing every single thing you're supposed to do.
Well, is this stuff taking just fatty tissue or is it taking muscle also?
It's taking everything. That's why.
So you have to do, you have to lift some weights or something, I mean, to get it back. The muscles.
Until... As we're talking right now, the only people that knew I did this was my immediate family and my two running coaches, basically because I told them I wasn't coming to do the Monument Avenue 10K. I was going to stick with, because I had to try and keep all the muscle on. And also in doing that, you need to put a lot of protein in your system every day. Every day I have to at least have, besides having protein with every meal, have protein shake, and usually at the evening I'll have a Greek yogurt with like 15 grams of protein in it.
You like yogurt
anyway. I like the yogurt. The yogurt's good. I mean, if that's all I'm eating every night, I'm cool with it. Anyway, and it's not going to just fall off. You've got to actually make an effort. And everybody getting upset about Ozempic face and Ozempic butt. Well, if you don't want an Ozempic butt, go do some squats. I do squats every single week, like 4 different variations of squats, just to try and keep what I got in the back on the backside. You know, and the weights.
It looks good.
It still looks good. I've got somebody who still likes what it looks like. But if you're losing weight, it's not Ozempic. You've lost weight. That's what your face looks like without weight on it, okay? That's what your butt and whatever else you're missing now look like.
There is something to it. Me on the outside looking in, there's something to it. And it's not like, you're doing a little bit to help yourself along, but it's not obsessive like Weight Watchers and Nutrisystem and this shit where I got to buy these little microwave dinners and count everything. It's not that. And again, all those things, you lose like 30 right off and then it comes right back. This is a little different, and it's a slower thing too.
Right. 2022, I think I counted like 4 different diets.
I've done a lot of them.
And as we've talked before, it's a yo-yo system. You do it for a while, but then your body, hey, you really want to have some of that weight back, don't you?
It's definitely a yo-yo.
Anyway, I'm okay with you doing the compounding. I know how to draw a needle. I know I don't have any problem giving it to myself. If it's something you want to look into, and, you know, the joke now is Ozempic and everything are for rich people. Body positivity is for poor people.
It does cost a little money. Let's be real.
Let's be real. But think about all the food you may not be eating.
Medical issues that you can avoid. So it's pros and cons to it, no doubt.
And constipation's a pain in the butt. But if you,
we didn't need to hear that.
Well, it is. It's a little pain. But if you, you know, do the gummies and do the stool softeners and make sure you all your meals you eat some fruits and vegetables, you're not going to have quite the problem.
There's side effects with everything.
Right.
Okay. And long-term side effects, we don't know yet. We'll see. But anyway, baby's trying it. She's doing great. Every Friday night, it's once a week. It's almost like popping yourself, checking your blood for diabetes.
Right.
It's that little prick. That's all it is. But anyway, weird thing. We can't find a cure for cancer, but we can find a substance that helps people lose weight. That's kind of weird. The big lie about this stuff is... they say you can lose weight with proper diet and exercise. Bullshit. The reason Ozempic and the 50 other knockoffs are so popular is because you do lose weight.
I mean,
popping the needle. Okay.
Right.
It does do something right off the get. It does. Now we'll see where it goes. Again, long-term side effects, we don't know.
My numbers last month with the doctor were great, you know.
Yeah. The fact that you can get this stuff without seeing a doctor.
Well, you're seeing a medical professional.
Yeah, but you're looking at him on a screen right here on a laptop. When she first got on it, being the hubby, I was concerned. I was a little scared. I'm like, what is she doing? Again, we call this podcast self-medicating because you're kind of doing that. But anyway, I have noticed the wifey has trimmed down in some areas. I'm not going to say where. Hopefully this thing is safe and it's going to do what it's supposed to do. All right, let's roll right into one tough son of a bitch. Damn, I need a drink. It's Peter Dinklage?
Correct.
I thought it was Drinklage.
You want to be Drinklage.
I need a drink. 54 years old from Morristown, New Jersey.
Jersey boy.
Probably most famous for playing...
Tyrion Lannister on Game of Thrones, my favorite show.
HBO series that ruled the world. Now, Peter Dinklage was born with a genetic disorder that I can't pronounce that causes dwarfism. And only a member of his family to have it, which me and my brother can relate to the CMT that we've dealt with. Now, as a child, Peter and his brother would do puppet shows for the other kids in the neighborhood. And Peter Dinklage always said his brother was the real performer of the family. And his brother Jonathan is actually a violinist in the musical. Maybe you've heard of it. It's called Hamilton. That's pretty cool. Peter Dinklage, hardworking actor, right, Kat?
He's been in everything. His first big role was a great role called The Station Agent. That's a great movie. He's done some other roles, X-Men, Avengers, Infinity War, Chronicles of Narnia.
He was in that movie, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Right.
Which is a kind of trippy movie. I don't know, Hunger Games?
Right.
Seeing that? The Avengers Infinity War. I think you mentioned it.
He's fluent in... His name is German, if anybody wants to look up what a Dinklage comes
he's
from.
He's done some praise for his theater work,
right.
Also.
He has multiple Primetime Emmy Awards, a Golden Globe, and a Screen Actors Guild Award.
Right. And the fact that even early in his career, when most actors and actresses kind of suck up and kiss ass or whatever, he never did that. He refused to play roles that would center around his dwarfism.
He's on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He's fluent in French. Let's see.
He is the man, and that makes Peter Dinklage one tough son of a bitch. Are we still watching stuff?
We're still watching, and this is a little series I watched on Netflix called Bodkin. It's about a group of podcasters that go and try and...
Losers.
You're a podcaster. Hello.
Loser.
That a trio of podcasters that go to the Shaman Festival. It's like, I would call it, it's when we got Halloween, we got it from Ireland. Basically, everything there came from Ireland.
We got Halloween from Ireland?
Yes. Anyway, they go to this small town, and there were like three people that disappeared one Halloween night 20 years ago, and the podcasters are gone there to try and make a whole podcast and like delve deep. You know how crime and justice podcasts do, like Serial. And it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I would get it a 3.5. It kind of gets a little convoluted towards the end. Everything's going, as the mysteries start to get unsolved, it gets a little...
Too much streaming.
Okay. Anyway, if you want to check it out, it's on Netflix. It was on the, let's see, top 10 from 51 countries there on Netflix.
Wow, how about that?
And, of course, if you need somebody to follow, good old Will Forte from SNL is in the lead role there.
Will's cool.
He is cool.
All right. Have we got a shot to do?
We have a shot to do. Let me go grab it.
You go get it, and I'll just sit here and entertain. All right. Let's see. Shot of the week, and then we move into band of the week, in case you're new to the platform. This week, we're going to do the Pixies. Suppose... Most of you have heard of the Pixies. I think we already put them on Band of the Week.
We did not.
Kat said we didn't.
I gave you a list.
So we're going to do them again. All right, what are we looking at? What do we got here? It looks a
we're
little
looking
milky.
At the jelly donut shot.
It's purple and it's murky looking.
It's rum chata and raspberry liqueur.
There you go, baby. Cheers up. You know, it's not that bad.
It's not bad.
All right, how do you make it?
It's 1 ounce rum chata, 1 ounce raspberry liqueur. I didn't do Chambord. I did the razzmatazz.
Something's strong in that thing. It's like a cinnamon taste. What is
it's
that?
Rum chata.
Ouch. I'm going to take that back a notch. All right, what's it called?
The jelly donut shot.
Thank you, baby. All right, band of the week. Today we were bumpered in with the Pixies. Monkey Gone to Heaven. One of my favorite songs by the Pixies. Formed in 1986 from Boston, Mass.
Boston.
A lot of good bands from Boston. Boston's known to have a-hole sports fans, but a lot of good bands.
Let's not upset the whole Northeast right there.
Okay. The Pixies. You got Black Francis, Joey Santiago, David Lovering, sorry, Dave, and Kim Deal. Kim Deal, she pieced out and formed the Breeders.
I like the Breeders. I'm one of the few people that do.
A lot of people like the Breeders, but whatever. Her and Francis couldn't get along. She wanted to put her own spin on the band, put a few songs in. He's like,
it's called self-expression, and it's a good thing for
women.
Anyway,
Black Francis or Francis Black. Very smart dude. His lyrics, they make you think while the band is in the background just kicking ass. Of course, the Pixies perfected the quiet, loud style of songwriting. They're crediting them for that.
Oh, really?
Which was copied by, I don't know how many bands in the 90s. One of the famous bands I was in called Altar Call. I'm sure you've heard of them. We used to do the quiet, loud style. Love it.
With 15 million distortion pedals, you didn't think you could ever use.
One great album after the next, the Pixies, Surfer Rosa, Doolittle, Bossa Nova, Trump Lemon. I got them all. The Pixies, they influenced so many killer bands, Radiohead, U2, Arcade Fire. Maybe you've heard of Kurt Cobain, who said, "Smells Like Teen Spirit" was a blatant attempt to co-opt the Pixie style. We saw the Pixies, I don't know, what, 6, 7, 8 years ago?
Right.
Definitely a notch on the bedpost for us.
They are still touring. Tomorrow, they will be at PNC Music Pavilion there in Charlotte, North Carolina, with Modest Mouse and Cat Power.
Oh, that's a hell of a lineup.
Okay, and their other one is the one that's going to be closest to us, June 14th, is Merriweather Post Pavilion.
That's still going. I've seen some shows
Modest
there.
Mouse again and Cat Power.
Bring it. Check out the Pixies wherever you get your music. I want to thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. We'll see y'all down the road.
See ya.